Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Dave Morse is here, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend. He's CEO of Location-Based Technologies, and they make Pocket Finder products. They're GPS products. So he's here to talk to us. I want to hear more about the technology. I want to hear more about how he's grown his business. It's a publicly traded company. But also, Dave's going to help us understand how we can use the things that his company has applied to accomplishing their success, how you and I can use it in our business regardless of what we do. Dave Morse, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Congratulations on the success of your company.
Well, thank you. We're just beginning to move into the market, and we're looking forward to a great 2009.
Now, your company is publicly traded. You're on the pink sheets.
We're at lbas.otbb. So we're right on the bulletin board.
On the bulletin board. Okay. All right. And so the OTCBB is the over the counter, right?
That's
bulletin
correct.
Board. But your LBAS is your designator.
That's correct. That's
LBAS. Okay, so tell us about what your company does.
Well, I'd be happy to. We, as you said, we have the Pocket Finder. We also have a Pet Finder.
What does that mean? Tell us what it means.
Well, a Pocket Finder or a Pet Finder, both are a wireless-based solution that uses GPS to help others know where you are. Most of the GPS devices.
So my wife could slip this into my billfold. Into my wallet and keep up with me at all times. Is that what you're saying?
Well, a little bigger than fitting into your wallet. If you can imagine.
Well, she already has a collar around my neck. Could she hang it off of that?
Absolutely.
How about the ring in my nose? Could it hang off of that?
It definitely could. It's only 1.6 ounces, so
hold me down too much. Okay, well she'll be happy to know about that.
Absolutely.
Or she might want to use the Pet Finder on me. I'm not sure. So it's go ahead. It's a GPS device.
Yes, it is. It uses the wireless technology to connect with others. It's about the size of a double-dipped Oreo cookie.
Ooh.
So you can fit it nicely into your pocket.
That's not tiny, though.
No, it's not tiny.
But you're making me hungry here with your examples. But it's not tiny. It is something that it sounds like it's about the size of a coin purse. Remember the coin purses?
Oh, yeah.
Little rubber coin purses?
Yeah.
So it's be kind of like having a coin purse in your pocket.
Exactly. A little bit smaller than that, but very, very close, and that would be the experience that you would have. Although we also have cases, so it can attach to your belt or hook onto a keychain, as you already noted.
So if you had somebody, you know, sometimes there are people out there who have mental disease, Alzheimer's or something like that. And this would be something that you could use to make sure that somebody like that didn't wander off too far.
You've hit into the heart of a very important niche market. Parents with autism, children who have autism or Down syndrome, who have a tendency to what they call run, they're runners. This would be an absolutely essential device for their families.
So tell us about, give us some examples of how you've, of the strategies, the management and the marketing strategies you've used to grow this tech, to grow the business opportunity to use this application, this technology application.
Well, Jim, we're just finishing the development cycle and moving into manufacturing and into the marketing arena. But our primary focus is on the family and the pet market. We've discussed partnership opportunities with several large wireless carriers on an international basis who want to serve that same market in their territories. But in addition, we've been contacted by many companies who have specific niche applications or vertical market opportunities that we believe will serve best through an OEM or white label relationship.
So for example, Singular or Verizon or AT&T or somebody like that would say, okay, if you already do business with us, we're going to offer you, we also will offer you a pet finder at a discounted price because you're already doing business with us, or something like that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that would be a great example.
And so folks, here's the lesson. The lesson is that, Dave, you realize that the best way to take your product to market might not be for you to take the product to market.
That is absolutely true.
See, hear that, folks? This is critical. All you inventors out there, all you people who've got an idea, all you people who want to, you've created something that you're not the right people to scale this across whatever marketplace you want to. Find people who have that network and partner with them, right, Dave?
Absolutely true. I think that's a wonderful principle that particularly applicable in the economic environment that we're experiencing today. Mm-hmm. It would take us years to develop the reach into an existing market that others already have.
When I started doing my show back in 97, Dave, I looked around and I started telling my audience three things you're going to have to get good at in the 21st century. You're going to have to be better at leveraging technology, you're going to have to be better at networking, and you're going to have to learn how to create strategic alliances.
That is good advice.
And it still is, isn't it?
It still is, absolutely.
Yeah.
11
yeah.
years later, actually probably more beneficial if that's the mindset that you have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, of course, that's what you guys have done. So what are some of the challenges of putting these partnerships together?
Well, interestingly enough, the need is so prevalent out there that finding people, actually many people have found us. They've just been looking at this location-based service environment, and you know the projections are huge. IDC is saying that we're about $500 million today in revenues in location-based service, but by 2012, they're projecting that we'll be as high as $12 billion.
Wow!
So we've got
Is this your patented technology?
We have 14 already released patents, and we've got about another 18 or so in the process.
What about trade secrets? You got some of those too?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay. You got all that stuff, folks. See, this is the way you do it. We're going to get Dave to instruct us some more about what you and I can learn from their success story right after these messages. The company is location-based technology, and the Pocket Finder is one of their products, also Pet Finder. And we're going to take a quick break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Shake it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Dave Morse. He's CEO of Location-Based Technologies. We're going to talk to him in a second, but before we get back to him, I want to remind you about my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can find all the things that we do here, the show, the archives, the articles, the Brain Trust members, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots of stuff. 11 years of stuff that we've accumulated to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. We also have our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you get small business answers now. And then, of course, my blog is jimsblog.biz, and that's where I blog just about every day. Don't miss it. I blog 4, 5 to 6 days a week, counting the weekends. And so, and it's all my stuff. I do it myself. And so hope you'll check it out and read my stuff and leave a comment if you get a chance. And also, folks, if you just remember smallbusinessadvocate.com, that's how you can find everything. Everything links from there if you want to just remember that one address. Dave Morse is with us. He's CEO, as I said, of Location-Based Technologies, and that's LBAS. If they're looking you up on the stock exchanges, the over-the-counter especially, what was the experience like going public? You know, a lot of people. When did you go public, Dave?
We went public in October of 2007, so just over a year ago.
Was it an IPO?
No, it was not.
Did you do a reverse merger?
reverse mergered into an existing clean
yeah.
shell.
Yeah. How was that experience for you?
Actually, it was it wasn't as bad as we anticipated. We had some great coaches. We have an awesome team of SEC attorneys, and we had the right financial managers to lead us through that process.
Yeah.
It was more expensive than we anticipated.
How much?
I would say that we were looking at around $650,000 to $700,000 to get everything done right.
Uh-huh. How much do you think it was going to be?
Well, originally the estimates were $250,000 to
$400,000. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, it was a big... Everything costs more than you thought.
It does, and it takes a little longer.
Do you recommend the reverse merger rather than the IPO nowadays?
Well, for me, I do. You know, we were focused in on our core competency, which was at that stage moving from design into development of the actual product. And the demand or requirement for us to travel around the country and really spend all of our
doing
time.
Doing the IPO dog and pony show and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. It saved us from having to do that. And we still have that opportunity of kind of relaunching at a later date.
Yeah. Folks, the reverse merger is where you literally take a private company and it's acquired by a public company that's a shell. There actually isn't a business model, but the company is actually registered as a public company. And so it acquires the operating company, but the operating company then becomes basically runs the company. Then after that, they acquire most of the stock, and it's just another way to go public. And I know a bunch of companies have done that, and I have a lot of friends who've done that, Dave. So anyway, thank you for sharing that information with us. I appreciate that. So basically, you're a technology company. You've got some good technologies. You've got some patents. You've got some trade secrets that you're leveraging into quality products that people are going to want. And but more importantly, Dave, you know you've identified and you're comfortable with your limitations.
Yes. Very important point.
Isn't that something that all business managers and owners need to understand? I love the Inspector Callahan, the Clint Eastwood thing, right? A man's got to know his limitations.
Very well said.
And that's what you've done. That's the reason why you're partnering with these other companies.
Absolutely. We are looking to leverage an existing network, you know, through strategic partnerships.
Are you looking for one or multiples? I mean,
multiples.
You know, because, you know, sometimes when the new phones come out, you know, AT&T or somebody will say, you know, you can only find this at our place. But,
yes.
But you're gonna spread the love across the platforms, right?
Absolutely. The demand for this particular application is massive. And I think
global.
There's opportunity for a lot of players, and global, as it is today, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where can you go in this world where parents don't care about their children and their pets?
I know you've got some competition. What makes you guys better?
That's a darn good question, and I think I've got
besides you being such a cool CEO, other than that.
Well, setting that aside, we offer a real-time personal location capability. Most of the GPS devices out there tell you where you are, but no one else can coordinate where you are and know where you are.
My wife would like that. My wife would like that part.
Well, and there's a lot of other ways she can use that. but let me stay with that. The
30
form
seconds,
factor we have is totally different from anybody else. You know, that round, it fits in your hand very comfortably.
Right.
There's no edges to hurt you. It's waterproof. So kids can be kids and dogs can be out running through the sprinklers or jumping in the pool. I mean, it's really robust and strong.
How about this? Here's an idea. How about you sell it? You get it small enough and you sell it to people who make skateboards and bicycles and rollerblades and things like that, where it's already embedded in the product.
Now, that is a good idea.
Hey, don't forget my commission. Hey, Dave, give us the website, please.
We're at www.pocketfinder.com.
Pocketfinder.com. I can't actually buy anything from you today, though, can I?
Not quite yet.
Coming soon, though. Will you come back and keep us posted on how things are going?
I would absolutely love to.
Enjoyed having you here, Dave. Good job today. Congratulations and good luck.
Thank you, Jim, and best to you.
Thank you. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.